Praise God. Amen. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. I'm going to read some this morning. Luke, go ahead and put it up if you can. Luke 1:26. Angels are very important to us in our lives. Amen. Last week, we're week four last now. We found out angels are very powerful creatures. We found out they are servants of God. We found out that God has lots of angels. Even though a third of them left him, he still got a whole bunch more. Amen. You know, and you know what? I was talking to the Lord and, you know, communing with him. And I brought that same thing up to him about, you know, a third of your angel left. He said, and I got to thinking, he said, in that while I was thinking, he said, yeah, I still have two thirds of one that didn't leave. And he said, as far as you know, because secret thing belongs to me, I could have created some more, as far as you know. You don't know that. But he said, I'm God, I can do what I want to do. Hallelujah. And you know he's right. You know what? He's right. He could have created some more because a third of them left. He could have created two more thirds of them. Amen. Because he has what? Angels. But what we want to establish in talking about this is they are here to serve us and to serve God. We found out that the other week. That he has some constantly going around the throne. He had different rank. They have different ranks and position. And there's some that's going around the throne of God. All they're doing is saying, holy, 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 holy. There are those that are ministering to him. And there are those that they're to serve to when he sent them on a mission. And then he has some in the earth with you. So he got a whole bunch of them. You're not by yourself. We just read it said, the angels always do what? Behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. Right? So God has a plan and is so complete, so unique, so perfect. And only those that y'all hear now, because this is just what we're going to be sharing this morning. I believe it's information, and then I believe inspiration will come and all that. But God has a plan, and God has so uniquely and strategically, so perfect. Designed it and set it in motion. And listen, and the devil couldn't get in on it. That's why he works overtime trying to keep you out of it. And keep you frustrated if he can with stuff, with things, stupid stuff. Ignorant stuff, just ungodly stuff. Because he want to mess you up. He'll lie to you and pretend to you like he about to set you up. And you know, he'll mess with your money. He'll mess with your health. He'll mess with your relationship. He'll mess with anything he can to mess you up. To keep you away from this loving God. Who have set forth a plan for your life. And not only he set it forth, he finished it before you even started. And he already know how you're going to come out. And now all you need to do is accept, Lord, say, I surrender. Can I tell you a little bit more about it? I surrender my life to you. You was trying to live without life. Anybody in the house? You were struggling trying to live without life. I just need to tell you how good he is. And since you didn't have a life to live worth anything, he gave you his life to live. So can you prove that? I sure can. For I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives or living in me. And he has so uniquely planned this and gave you himself. Okay, Lord. You know, when you open your heart up to the Holy Spirit, he unveils the reality of Jesus, the reality of God, the Father. Listen what the Father said. Let me see, can I find it here? Now listen what he said now. At that day, this is John 14. I'm coming to Luke, just hold it. At that day, this is John 14, 20. Let me back up just a little. Verse 18, just back up to 18. Just follow me at verse 18. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I'm not going to leave. You notice what he said? I will not what? Leave you comfortless. I'm not going to leave you by yourself. You know, an orphan child is somebody that don't have a parent. They don't have anybody. He said, I'm not going to do that to you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. Yet a little while, the world seeth me no more, but you see me. How do I see you, Lord? Because I live, ye shall live also. Ooh, that means, did you hear what he said? Because I live, you shall live. Is God living? So I can say, I'll never die. I'll never die. He said, at that day, see, they couldn't see it then when he was present with them. But he said, at that day, what day? This day. The day that he got up, he brought forth a new kind of man. He brought us into a new place with God where we were outside of God, separated from him, didn't have a clue that God exists. As far as knowing him. But at that day, he said, that day, moving right along, at that day, you shall know that I'm in the Father and the Father's in me and I in you. He that has my commandment and keepeth it, and keepeth them rather, he it is that loveth me. So that will tell you, you can be honest with yourself, and we'll have to go walk around and fool yourself. You can locate yourself. Are y'all, am I helping anybody? You can help yourself and know you don't have to walk around and fool yourself. So you can tell where you are. And you won't have to put on the front.